It's Mid-Morning Mayhem here on Lim Radio. Now then, every year, Lim Panto at Lim Rugby Club is certainly one of the highlights, and you certainly know the Christmas season is here when you get your tickets for Lim Panto. But at the Rugby Club, they also have another event in the year called Vaudeville, and I'm very excited now to welcome Simon Plum to the studio from Lim Rugby Club to talk all about Vaudeville. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, how are you?
Well, always a pleasure to see you. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. We're up to our next in rehearsals at the moment, but it's all coming together.
Well, it's good to see you speaking, because I know you do some, I can't say the word, ventriloquism.
No, neither can I.
But you're not doing that today.
No, I don't know. I could introduce him a bit later. No, generally, I've not brought Charlie with me. Well, I suppose Charlie's always with me, but...
He is.
Yeah, so he's not physically with me.
That's brilliant. We're going to talk about Panto in a little bit, but of course, Vaudeville happens every summer, and it's a very important event for the Lim Rugby Club calendar, isn't it?
It is. We decided that we needed another function in the summer to generate funds for our development, and we decided on a variety style format, which, well, there is a theme to it, and I won't necessarily reveal that just at the moment, but there is a theme, but generally it allows us to bring in or to create a series of sketches and songs and dance routines, rather than have a story that runs through it, which is the Panto, although some would say the Panto never has a plot anyway. Probably quite accurate, but there we are. We're very excited to put on... This will be our seventh year for the Vaudeville show.
Gosh, wow. And it's always well-subscribed, isn't it? And you have a marquee for this, so it's a slightly bigger event than the Panto.
Well, that's true, although that is not going to happen this year. The marquee isn't available to us because our main sponsor, Deloitte's, have postponed, and they've postponed pretty early on due to COVID. However, we did decide to go ahead with the Vaudeville show and put it on over three nights in the clubhouse, so a capacity of 150 a night, which is more or less the total number we have in the marquee, 450, for one night.
Okay.
And that is from the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of July, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this year.
What can people expect then? I mean, is it sort of just variety performances? Is it the crew, the usual crew we see at Panto?
It is the Lim Panto troupe, absolutely. Try keeping them off the stage. It's impossible. I would say it's a slightly different tone to the Lim Panto.
Family-friendly, you mean?
Well, it's still... 18 plus, but it's not as raunchy and as cheeky, and you know what I mean by that. But it's definitely as funny, and we've got lots of dance routines and lots of songs, some fantastic songs in the show. And of course, my sister always says that she comes because she loves to just sing along with all the songs.
Yeah,
and you know, you've only got to see Paul McCartney at Glastonbury to see the value in that.
So
we always try, and audience participation is a massive part of the show for us.
Okay, so if people come to this performance, they're actually not just having a great night out; they're actually doing a good deed, because they're supporting the grassroots of rugby, aren't they?
They are. All funds raised, you know, that includes an element of the bar take, and you know, everything that we, the raffle prize, the ticket price, all goes to the Lim Grassroots Clubhouse Appeal, which that is the funding that we've had running for some years with the overall ambition of building a new clubhouse. Sadly leaving our fantastic current clubhouse, but it's not fit for purpose for the future. So we have to build a new clubhouse. Those plans have been in place for a number of years, and they are, without wishing to overdo it, pretty spectacular. That clubhouse on the drawing board is going to be amazing.
Right.
And of course, it's not just about rugby. We're planning a multi-sports hub, and obviously to appeal across the board to all ages, you know, from five-year-olds through up to 95-year-olds. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It is a very exciting project.
So, Vaudeville happens 21st to the 23rd of July. Tickets still available?
They are. If you're going to the ladies' night, ladies, which I think is on the 1st of July, we will have some physical tickets available for you to purchase. We have gone a new route this year. We've gone through TicketSource, which is an online booking system.
Okay.
And the website is ticketsource.co.uk/Lim-RFC Limited.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. That makes sense. But what we'll do, we'll pop that on our website as well, Simon, and people can click through, hopefully. There we go. Okay, so tickets still available there, 21st of July. Do support that event. It's going to be, by all accounts, whichever night you go on, going to be a great night. And
well, you guys are massive fans of the Panto, aren't you?
We certainly...
You come every year.
Every year we're front row. We get wet. We get very excited. And actually, well, you know something, it's the end of June now. So we're less than 6 months away before the next Panto season.
Yeah, do you want me to give you a preview?
Well, are you allowed to?
Yeah, of course I am.
All right.
I'm in charge.
Okay.
Allegedly.
What are you writing this year?
It's a show we've done in the past, but my plan is to rewrite it completely. In doing so, I'm doing a lot of research and in-depth research, as you can imagine. Mm. So we're doing The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And my my chum, who a lot of people know from Primrose Garden Centre, Adam Holford, he's going to be playing the Scarecrow.
Oh, brilliant. how wonderful. Oh, I'm going to so look forward to that. You always exceed expectations, Simon.
Thank
and
you.
Your writing in particular is always wonderful as well. And very, very on what's the word for it, really?
On PC.
Yes. Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, Simon. Thank you. Best of luck with this. I think we're going to come on the 21st, the Thursday.
Yeah, so. There are a few tickets available for the Thursday. There are not so many tickets available for the Friday and Saturday, but as I say, if you're going to the ladies' night, we'll have physical tickets there to be sold, and you know that could be a good time to pick up your ticket. £25 per ticket.
Perfect. It's a great value night out. And of course, if you do go to Vaudeville, you might, just might, be in with a better chance of getting a Panto ticket as well.
Yeah, because you get on the database.
Of course.
And we'll be writing to you.
Great. Okay. Simon Plum, thank you very much.
You're
as always.
You're very welcome, and thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
Cheers now.